Justin Fluke back with you. Care Coaches Insight continues. Our Atchison High Coaches shows are brought to you by Amberwell Health. Pat Battle joins us. He's the boys coach of the Phoenix, and they are 13-1 and a record of 5-1 in the Metal Arc Conference. Coach, back-to-back Metal Arc Conference wins. You've won three in a row since Troy loss of the season to Highland Park, beating Casey Sumner 72-49, and then Wyandotte earlier this week 83-39. So we talked about it, always a little bit more difficult maybe that second time through the schedule to face some of these teams, but looks like your team has stayed focused and continued to play good basketball here the last week.
Yeah, I think the real key factor is the fact that they're doing a great job in transition and sharing the ball really well. I think that's been a constant all year. Sometimes defense can ebb and flow a little bit. I felt last night was probably more of the type of performance defensively that we need to get to be more consistent. I'm pretty pleased with the way they played last night for sure.
You have six games still left in the regular season. Seems like quite a few. Your next games Friday and Saturday against Harmon at home, and then at KC Washington. The big one against Highland Park will be on Tuesday. So after the back-to-back games Friday, Saturday, of course, a huge matchup, a rematch with Highland Park that'll go a long ways in determining the conference champion. So is it a little bit hard not to look ahead? I mean, what's the key kind of going into Friday and Saturday and keeping your team focused?
Well, Saturday's going to be plenty tough enough as it is. Washington's a really good basketball team. They're 10-5 and they played a really good schedule. They played a lot of Missouri schools and a lot of big schools. So, there's no problems getting up for that. We won't be getting caught looking ahead because our kids are well aware of what Washington brings to the table. Harmon is another team that, it's one of those things that's a trap game. But what I'm really hoping that we do is we just focus on getting better each day. And, we talk about in our program about playing the ideal opponent and not worrying about measuring ourselves up to other people, good, bad, or indifferent. And so, hopefully we'll continue to learn those lessons down the stretch here.
Been a great season, obviously, 13-1, so much more to play for. But, how close is this team to reaching its potential or ceiling? I'm sure you feel like there's still some things that you can work on and get better at if you're going to make a deep postseason run.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, it comes down to being more consistent on the defensive end, better communication, particularly, people run a lot of good stuff and a lot of different stuff. And us being able to handle those things and remember our rules and principles and just kind of drilling those things in. I mean, it's just right now it's kind of what we refer to as the dog days. I mean, Substate's still quite a ways away. But yet the season is far from being fresh and new. So we're just hoping to get better, find those little pieces where we can improve down the stretch.
Three games in 4 days. You feel like your depth is where you want it to be at this point of the season and that you're in shape as much as you'd like to be to where the team won't have any struggles getting through three games in 4 days or so?
Well, we did it last week, and I felt we came through pretty good. I think I've got some kids that are some Iron Horse kids. A lot of these guys play some AAU in the summer, and they'll play five games in a day. I mean, it's one of those deals. So I just feel guys that – I have guys with a lot of good energy that can play for long periods of time. So we're fortunate in that regard. So we'll have to see. I mean, there's always that concern that lingers. And you have to find the balance between, in terms of practicing, of not, doing the right amount and not trying to do too much and burning them out. So as far as their legs go and things like that. So we're trying to really kind of maintenance and manage that as best we can.
Well, some big games coming up ahead of Tuesday's game that will be broadcast with Atchison at Highland Park here on Care Radio. Coach, best of luck in your two games between now and then, and thanks for your time.
Hey, I appreciate it. Appreciate the coverage. Thanks.
Pat Battle, head coach of the Atchison Phoenix here on Care Radio.